Hello and welcome to the 1126 podcast. My name is Mikey.
And I'm John.
And today we have a very, very, very special guest.
Very.
His name is Michael. Michael, say hi to the good folks.
You know, it would help if his mic wasn't muted.
All right, let me unmute you a second, Michael. Say hello to the good folks.
Hello, good folks.
Yep, that's Michael. Can't say his last name. Okay. Yes, welcome to the 1126 podcast.
Blue.
Blue?
Michael Blue.
No, okay. That's an inside joke to his last name. It's not Blue, don't worry, so you're not going to be like, followed Michael. All right, today on the agenda we have some great stuff. We have our Gmail bag, we have senseless rants.
Let's do the Gmail bag right now.
All right, Gmail time. Okay, you guys, Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Michael. I like to do things with...
He plays bass guitar?
Yeah, I play bass guitar. I play a little bass.
He likes speakers.
Play a little tennis.
He likes...
Like stereo equipment.
He's a fellow audio nerd with me and John. Mm. We have a little home studio set up, which we'll talk about later in the show.
And he likes James Bond.
Yes.
He's a big fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gmail bag. This one is from Kate and Kendall.
Oh, goody.
Woohoo! Okay, this is their first message to us. It says, "Dude, me and," that's Shift77, "Kendall, first special guests, yes, with four S's, smiley face. Thanks, guys. Great stuff."
Okay.
Always love Gmail.
Thanks.
Wonderful mail.
Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
Yes, well, I'm going to read the one from Kevin we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, this is Kevin. I apologize. Okay, guys, that is awesome, but you need a sports update, so how about I do sports updates? ? Come on, then at least people will be updated on sports. Still, your podcast rocks, RKS. Email me back through this account, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We'll keep that in mind.
It's too bad you didn't send us any stuff for today's show.
Yeah, but it kind of came up on some short notice.
We would have played it. Yeah. That's Gmail for you. Next on the agenda for today, probably my personal favorite, is our senseless rant. Today's topic is... our studio. Okay, this is our senseless rant music. Okay, our studio basically
rocks.
John, you want to talk about our studio setup?
Okay, studio setup. Basically, we're running Tascam DP01 board.
And into that we are running a Behringer 8-channel mix.
Behringer.
Yeah, Behringer 8-channel mixer. Great stuff. Pretty low noise, relatively low noise. We got some Sennheiser mics and a Shure mic.
Yeah, and that mixer allows us to have Michael with us today.
Yeah. Great stuff. Currently we're kind of cramped on space. Well, it's
really
my studio.
Well, not really. But we just kind of chose to be all within two feet of each other.
Yeah,
we have a mess of microphone stands all over. Michael had to crawl through something. He had to crawl through a 2-foot crevasse to get to his chair.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny though.
It was an adventure.
Michael, you're an adventure.
It's like an obstacle course.
Just wait.
Great stuff. Our studio. I really like it. It's cool though, cause my band.
Dude, it's not cool. Well, it's so hot in here.
It is really hot in here.
Jeez, we're all like really hot right now. So.
Some kind of like lizard looking at me too.
Yeah, it's Benji. He's cool. that's my lizard. Our studio basically.
Nice wallpaper. Very nice.
Yeah, we have some pretty cool wallpaper, but our studio is right now. It's basically just tons of little pieces we buy, and we kind of slap together and record podcasts.
And two lava lamps.
Yeah, there's two lava lamps, but they don't work right now.
And a regular lamp.
That would be our studio. Okay.
Called 1126.
Yeah, it's called 1126 because... 1126. Eddie Van Halen, right? His studio is called 5150. That's the LAPD code for the criminally insane. The guy from Disturbed, whatever it is, it's called his... It's like 61-something. That's Chicago sign for disturbing the peace. We're called 1126 because that's the LAPD code for an abandoned bicycle.
Wow.
We thought
that,
it was pretty...
That rocks.
We thought it was pretty funny at the time. We still kind of do.
The debate was between abandoned bicycle and fallen balloon.
Fallen balloon. Yeah. So what we chose an abandoned bicycle. Okay.
You know it.
Great. There's our senseless rant for the day. Next up on our list of ever so exciting topics is gadgets that haven't been invented quite yet. Okay.
Sounds good.
Who has a gadget that has not been invented yet?
How about the sound quality diminisher? The one and only.
Yeah. Well, if it hasn't been invented, not really.
Well,
here, just let me explain it.
Okay.
All right, but before we recorded our first podcast, well, basically there's tons of adapters and stuff that we need to make this podcast function smoothly. I rigged up this one pretty useless thing. All it did was connect a quarter inch to quarter inch. Only it took about 5 or 6 adapters to do so. And so basically it had a quarter inch female and a male quarter inch, so really it was pretty useless. You couldn't connect 2 cords with it. It extended the length of the cord approximately 4 inches and diminished the sound pretty badly.
Pretty greatly.
Wow.
It was pretty useless.
That's great.
We thought it was funny. We still kind of do because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But yes, that's our sound quality diminisher.
Diminisher.
Okay.
Diminisher.
Yeah, good stuff. Next up, it's probably one of my favorite segments on the show. It's called What's in My Pocket?
Or in this case, What's in Michael's Pocket?
Okay. All right, Michael. It's time for me and John to guess what is in your pocket.
Something very large.
Yeah, we can kind of see it. Yeah.
In the spherical shape.
I'm going to say a squeezy ball thing.
Nope.
Wait, turn this way a little bit more.
Would you like to see what's in my pocket?
I think that's a tennis ball.
I'm sorry, John, but you are incorrect.
I'm going to say a... This is a hard one. I know it.
Then say it.
I think it's a stress ball.
I think it's a baseball.
I think you're wrong, John. I think you're right, Mikey.
Oh, nice. Let's see it.
Hold on. It's kind of hard to get in.
I don't recall there being a baseball in my room.
There's 2 of them, but who knows what you were using those for.
Oh,
it is.
It's a souvenir baseball from our local Madison baseball team.
It's, wait, let me see it.
Good stuff. Here, John.
We have a Madison baseball team.
Black Wolves? No. They're old.
The Black Wolves.
They're the Mallards.
Now they're the Mallards. That's
shirt.
Old.
I have a shirt from them.
Mallards.
Yeah, it's a, old, that was an old ball. They changed their name.
You know, I'm going to a Mallards game.
Yeah, our hometown day, don't want to say the name of our town. Our hometown day is June 23rd, I think, at Mallard's Day. So, at Mallard Stadium. Great stuff.
All right.
Our next topic, that was What's in My Pocket. Oh, gotta be my favorite time of the day besides my all-time favorite time. It's time for Geek Talk with John. Gotta cue up his music. All right, John. Michael, do you want to tell him his Geek Talk topic?
All right, John. Your Geek Talk topic is the aerodynamics
of an airfoil.
Of an airfoil, yes.
An airfoil. Okay. Well, when you have aerodynamics on an airfoil, you're basically, what happens is when the air goes over the top of the wing, it's being forced, well, you have the airfoil in kind of a teardrop shape. And when the air goes over the top of that teardrop shape, it gets compressed down, which forces the airplane up. And standard airfoil today is the Clark Y, or the NACA 35B. And, but what you'll see, that's what you'll probably, that's the old school, you know.
Airliner type thing?
Not really. There's about, it goes from about NACA 35B to about NACA 6000.
I don't even want to know how you know all this stuff. And so, folks, he's not reading this off the internet. This is just in his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, airfoils on more aerobatic airplanes will be symmetrical, which is, means that the top is the same as the bottom. And that airplane, that will enable the airplane to fly the same upright as when it's inverted.
Now, if they're symmetrical, could you use, like, cereal boxes and tape them together? Like, cereal boxes, just your standard old I can't say cereal. Cereal box.
Yeah, Mikey, he told us it was in the shape of a teardrop, not a cereal box.
No, but
yeah,
he said it was symmetrical. All right, whatever. Rectangle. John, John, get back to your...
Okay. To answer Mikey's question, no. Because you need to have the good airflow over a teardrop shape rather than a rectangle. If that makes any sense.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so,
John.
So, yeah. That basically covers it.
Nice. All right, Michael, your mic's back on. Okay, thanks, John, for the great geek talk. Michael, any finishing questions?
No. Not that I can think of right now.
Yeah. All
right.
All right.
We're good.
This is a good time in the show to remind you guys to leave us tons of comments on our homepage, which is 1126podcast.podomatic.com. And you can also email us. Don't drum on your chair, John. You can also email us at 1126podcast@gmail.com. Michael, what is that?
1126podcast@gmail.com.
Very good.
And what's the website?
gmail.com.
No, 1126podcast.podomatic.com.
We've been having some trouble. We've been having some trouble trying to get this through Michael's head.
Yeah, before the show, we spent a couple minutes trying to let him memorize this.
I got one question.
Yeah.
Where did all this music come from? It's like...
Internet, John, stuff like that.
I made some of it.
Here, I'll show you the music that John made. He made this.
Mike, that'd be a good geek talk or topic, is acid music.
This is one of John's. It's called Funky.
It's pretty funky.
This is his little rap thing.
Want to say anything about those, John?
And he made this one too. What the that? What? Great stuff, John. Thanks for that.
And the rest of the music came from Yahoo Audio. That's a great website right there.
But we're not going to say who it's by, because there could be some copyright involved in some of the stuff.
Yeah.
We're 13, though. We're minors, so I'll get put on my pops and my moms.
Oh.
Not a problem here. At the 1126 podcast, we don't let laws hold us back. Wow, John, that's pretty funny. All right. Our last topic of the day is going to have to be the metal song of the day. John, do you want to explain this segment?
Well, basically, I hate this segment, because, well, I don't really hate metal, I just
strongly dislike it with a passion.
Yeah, I just choose to not listen
to metal because you know you'll get sucked in. Michael, tell us about metal. You're the biggest pop punker of all time.
It's good sometimes.
Yeah. I'm basically a metalhead kind of person. I listen to a ton of metal. Metal's great.
Mikey Metal.
This song is actually by Unearth. It is called "This Lying World." Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Or you could take my side. And
strongly dislike the passion.
And not love it.
I'm kind of in between. Every once in a while.
Michael's kind of getting stretched.
Yeah,
Michael, it's good stuff, though. I mean, you guys need to expand your musical repertoires.
Yes. Okay, you might want to stop the song now. Just for
John's sake.
Copyright reasons.
Yeah, that's a good point. We could probably get away with 10 seconds, but that's close to a minute. 49 seconds. Unearth, they're great, though. Check them out. That's off their album, The Oncoming Storm. That's This Lying World, track number 3. Okay. Let me cue up back our music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At this time, we sadly have to depart from your ears or your teeth or whatever you listen to us through.
Yeah, Mikey.
Nasal cavities.
Speaking of listening through weird things, you guys see those speakers? They're kind of like speakers, but you can like put them on a poster and they'll transform your poster into a speaker. These little pads, and you put them on your like a poster or a wall or a desk.
Like your wall.
You know what I've heard of though?
What?
Surround sound.
Huh. Surround sound?
I think we should do a podcast in 5.1 surround sound.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's too bad surround sound mixers cost too much, and I'm too lazy to buy a nice program on the computer. That'll do 5.1. So we're stuck right here with stereo.
Regular.
Mono?
Mono.
Left, right?
Mono, left, right.
Booyah. Left and right?
Booyah.
Yeah. Or is it stereo left right? I'm not even sure.
I think no.
Yeah.
And no, stereo is. It's mono. It's mono left right.
No.
I don't even. Okay, whatever. All I know is that we're a great podcast, and it's time for us to go. Thanks, Michael, for being with us today.
Yep.
It's been your pleasure.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Michael feels so honored.
Yeah.
And this room is really hot.
Keep looking forward to some more great podcasts. We'll be up on iTunes in approximately a week. We're having some troubles with iTunes. They're not letting us to their directory quite yet. But we'll convince them soon enough, in about a week. So, from 1126 Studio, this is Mikey.
Michael.
Anja.
And we are saying, thanks for listening.
Peace.
Goodbye.